A special dedication to Bobby Sox listening in Walthamstow. It's my favorite cat's birthday today. She's turned 7, young lady, so she shall have her favorite song on the radio. Norma Tanega, Walkin' My Cat Named Dog. Ima Sumac brought you Chuncho. Gosh, I love her. Punch Bag, brand new music in there. I Am Obsessed from their forthcoming same titled EP. Robin got the remix treatment from Arca on Sexistential. You heard the clean version for your virgin ears. Daphne with Sad Piano House from brand new Butterfly. Mode Selector in there from their Blockchain single. I played the A-side, Blockchain. Terrence Fixmer has done a bunch of remixes of DAF's LK, and you heard the Leather remix right after Elka doing Make Me, which had that like amazing mashup of Tears for Fears and Make Me. So fun. Boy 8-Bit in there with A City Under Siege. Hanayo brought you Joe LaTaxi. She did such a good version. Egyptian Lover in that set did I Need a Freak, and we topped everything off with Dancing Away in Tears from Yola. We're all caught up. My name is Mona. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be with you for the next hour. Alan's taking over. He'll be in the driver's seat, but I will be shifting over to the co-host microphone for the dating game. Da 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 da. I don't know why I always want to sing the the Price is Right theme. But anywho, I'm excited for that. So that's coming up at 7 o'clock. Sorry, 6 o'clock. Where am I? That's coming up in 5 minutes. And then at 7 o'clock, I'm going downstairs to Monty Hall. Jesse and I are DJing till 10 p.m. I know. 7 to 10 p.m. Well, 6:30. Jesse will be on from 6:30. So get your early bird special. Do your stretches. Come hang. I feel like it's going to be a really fun, silly little night. We've sold 75 tickets. That's crazy. Who are you people? So anyway, there's a handful of tickets waiting at the door. Un-Valentine's Dance, Our Bloody Valentine, coming up soon. But first, I'm going to get you in the mood for the dating game. Alan's calling our eligible bachelors. I think they're all on the line waiting to get the chance at a date of a lifetime. Scary. Could you imagine it turns into a scary movie? Anyway, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I've been Mona. I'm still Mona. I'll see you again in 2 minutes. But for now, welcome aboard the dating game.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, Axe Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. I'm
stylin'. Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen. Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamonds and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there and keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's Eagle Talent.
Eagle Talent. Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, y'all.
Oh, Nelly, it's time for the Ask Allen Dating Game with co-host Mona, who's currently taking a little mid-show break. We also have in studio our amazing bachelorette dressed to the hilt in her hearts and black dress, Gaetana!
Hello!
Gaetana, before we see if these bachelors are actually on the line, which I have my doubts, I think I'm going to have to call them, tell us a little bit about yourself, more than you gave us the little, you gave us some little cryptic messages over the past few weeks, but tell us about our bachelorette.
I mean, first and foremost, my name is not actually Rosanna.
Right.
I just made that up. So my name is Gaetana. I live in northern New Jersey. I'm 34 years old. I guess I'm looking for love on the radio. I work in healthcare. And part-time, I work with a nonprofit. It is called Safe Scene New Jersey. We do harm reduction at nightlife events. So we do a lot of live music shows. And I absolutely love it.
All right. So Safe Scene New Jersey is like one of the most amazing organizations around. So we applaud you.
Oh, thank you.
Mona.
Woo!
Mona, do we have you? Are you, let's get you in mono. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, Mona's here. Co-host Mona. So I have these dudes, but I have a feeling that I don't have these dudes.
I feel like you do.
I don't know. Let's see.
I have faith in you.
I don't know. Told ya.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Let's see. Told ya. Told ya.
To the excitement.
We're going to try it again.
This is live radio, baby.
Yep. All right. So let's call Bachelor number one, Kevin.
I'm excited. I'm pretty excited.
Are you nervous?
Oh, a little bit.
I'd be nervous.
Yeah.
Not to make you
should
nervous.
Should I be nervous?
I feel like you should be more nervous.
Oh.
No, I'm just
I'll work on it.
Well,
you look beautiful. What are you wearing today? Who are you wearing tonight?
Hold on.
A dress with a lot of hearts on it.
It's so cute.
Yeah, I can't
oh,
refuse
God.
The theme.
This is
and
not...
I actually love Valentine's Day.
Do you really?
I do. And I'm not scared to admit it anymore.
You're interrupting us.
You okay?
I'm sorry. It's going to work. I mean, it has to work.
Otherwise, I think maybe Alan's nervous.
Alan's definitely a little nervous until I get one of these bachelors on the phone. I'll tell you that much. Manager Legita Muerta. We have four eligible bachelors. Oh boy. Scott Williams, emergency in the phone. Come on, Scott. Hold on.
Help.
So, Gaetana, tell us a little bit more about Safe Scene New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So, we are, like I said, a harm reduction nonprofit that sets up at nightlife events. So, we offer resources for safer substance use, safer sex, all for free.
How'd you get involved with them?
I have an idea.
I started volunteering with them back in April. I had been stalking some local music venues.
I think I got this.
Yeah? You got it?
I don't know.
You went to venues.
Yeah, so I was putting Narcan in some local.
Your call
music
has
venues.
Been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, boy.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Definitely an art piece.
All right. Hold on, we're trying this one more time, and then I'm going to get the 201-209-9368. Kevin, bachelor number one, call now. Hold on. See,
come on, Kevin, call in.
7 second.
Hey, Scott, can we make some phone calls? We have our. We're saved by Scott Williams.
Da 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 da.
Oh, thank goodness. Scott.
This one. All right. Calling bachelor number one, Kevin.
Scott.
Oh. Gaetana has questions ready for our bachelors.
Yep.
Have you ever done a dating game before?
No, I have not.
Kevin, hold on. Can we call Brian, bachelor number two? Thank you, Kevin.
Scott, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Nice to go ahead. He's going to be on hold, and we're calling. Yep.
So, have you not been on a dating game?
No, I've never. Have you been on a dating game?
No. What was your favorite
Hello?
Dating game?
Brian. Bachelor.
Yeah, hi.
Brian, bachelor number two. Just hold on, and we're going to call Bobby, bachelor number three.
Bobby, rock and roll.
Scott Williams to the rescue. Live dating game, radio style. One more, Scott, please.
Hey,
Bobby, bachelor number three, and we're going to call one more. Just hold on there, Bobby. Last bachelor coming up. Oh.
I was a big fan of Jenny McCarthy as far as dating games go. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
MTV, you're probably too young.
Well, I was like, I used to watch like the MTV dating games, like the reality ones or like Next. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Thank you.
That was brutal.
Hello.
Or like
Mike.
Room.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Bachelor
rooms.
Number four. Mike is on the phone. Kevin, are you there?
I'm still here.
All right, Kevin.
Scott.
Mona, do you have your notes?
No.
I left you your notes.
Yeah, I think you have both notes
oh
in front of you.
Oh, my God.
So just grab
Kevin, them. Bachelor number one, is 45 and lives in Manhattan and says he's full of green flags. He does yoga, meditates, writes in his journal, and reads books, and can often be found in New York City theaters and venues. He likes to travel, and he is in therapy. Kevin loves long walks and old movies. He's 420 friendly and is seeking somebody who appreciates structure and brings their own passions to match this vibe. Hello, Kevin. Do you want to say hi to Gaetana?
Hi, Daytona.
Hi, those are how's it facts. Going?
All facts, Kevin says. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, man.
Mona, do you want to tell us about Brian?
Sure, too. Are you listening, Kate?
I can't wait. Oh,
yes.
Okay, Brian is 40 and lives in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, enjoys live music, Dominican food, and jigsaw puzzles. He plays music and used to be the guitarist and singer in The Bits. It's true. After years of pushing paper in real estate, he decided to give it all up to pursue a dream of working in film. He is now a video and film editor and aspiring screenwriter. Brian lives with a Russian blue cat named Cassius Clay. Get it? Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay.
Who just happens to be the best cat on the planet.
Brian, do you want to say hi to our bachelorette, Gaetana?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to have you on the radio, Brian.
Glad to be here.
Bachelor number three, are you with us? Bobby? Bobby? Are you there?
Uh-oh, Bobby.
I'm here. What was that? Bobby is 36, a musician producer who lives in Bed-Stuy. When he's not out in the city checking out a concert or working on new music with his band Wenwolves, he likes winding down with a new TV series or old comfort shows like Seinfeld or Malcolm in the Middle. He loves a plan, but it is always down, and he's always down for a spontaneous detour. Bobby is looking for someone who is excited about trying new spots and building an adventurous life. He says if you can appreciate both a fun night out and a cozy night in, we'll get along.
Okay.
Mona, would you like to... Bachelor number four, you're there. Mike.
I'm here. What's up?
Mona.
Wow. Are you ready to hear about Mike?
I am.
He is somewhat well-adjusted. He's North Jersey-based, 31-year-old songwriter, guitarist in the band Big Stink.
Love them.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knows the band.
He works in the service industry and spends a lot of time thinking about lyrics, melody, and whether that line he wrote is poetic or just concerning. Mike believes in giving your partner space and not bombarding them. He likes long conversations that wander and the act of watching something ironically until it becomes sincere. He understands the beauty of dramatic tension.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we have all four bachelors on the phone. Please, guys, we'll call on you as your answer is needed. Gaetana is ready from questions. Do you want to share some of those questions with us, or do you want to...
Yeah, let's pass them out.
Okay, let's pass out some questions.
We have, like, handmade cards here. This is amazing.
Thank you. And we're going to let... Thank you. That's good. You keep the rest, Gaetana.
Okay.
And so, Gaetana, you know how this works, right? You call on a bachelor. You can ask him one question. If you want to ask the same question to other bachelors, or you can... you know, you could ask as many questions to one bachelor as you want. Is everybody still there, all four guys?
I'm here.
Brian is here.
Okay, sounds like everybody's there. All right, Gaetana.
One is here, yeah.
It might be best to go in order, like one,
just
two,
go
three,
in
four.
Order.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, right?
All right, so bachelor number one.
Yeah.
Where should we start? Okay. When you...
Whoa.
Who's
uh-oh.
That?
What is this? It doesn't matter.
Is there a secret... Bachelor,
I don't know what that
five.
Is.
If you'd like to make a call,
I don't even know what that is.
Let's leave a message.
Who is that? Who did I lose? Somebody hung up.
I mean, Kevin's still here. One is still here.
One is
still
is two. Two is still here.
Number two is here.
Is three here?
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Is four here, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I think three might
lost
be
three.
Eliminated.
All right, we lost three. If three, we
but
might...
You know what? Maybe since I went non-anonymous, they bailed.
Maybe. Maybe.
Could
maybe.
Be.
Yeah.
Could be.
All right, you want to start asking some questions?
Yes. Okay. So, bachelor number one, when you witness something insane, who is the first person you call?
It depends on what the thing is, but I have a steady stream of friends that I will contact. You know, it'll, if it's political, I'll call one person. If it's Wild New York, I'll call somebody else.
Well, you say this person and that person. Give us some, you know, who? Like, who are these people, all these people to you?
They're just friends. There's really not much else to it. Some of them I know for a long time. Some of them I've known from the scene in the city for, like, the last couple of years.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not a big family person. I'm a big friend person. I'm a big Chosen family
fan. Oh, very nice.
So what I was going for there is, like, if you would have asked me that question, I'd say I call my best friend Johnny Salami. We've known each other for a certain amount of years, so I was looking for more specificity.
Okay.
You want names, addresses,
I can call my friend Cassandra. I can call my friend Jeff.
Okay.
I could call my friend John. It all depends on what it is.
I think Bachelor...
I've known forever.
Hold on 1 second. I think Bachelor number 3 might be calling back.
Oh my God, he's back.
Hello, are you there?
Hey, it's Bobby here.
You're back. Okay, we thought we lost you.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
hold on.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Bachelor number 1, go ahead, continue, Kevin.
I mean, that's
all right. Good answer, good answer.
Lovely.
All right. Fire away, Gaetana.
Do you want to ask the same to another one, too?
I think we have
so
quite
many,
a few
so
questions. We may revisit. Yeah. We may revisit. Okay. Bachelor number 2. Okay. So I go out saying I'm not going to sing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it, but I know the second I get there, something takes over and I'm going to sing karaoke. But I have anxiety. So I have a whole list on my phone of emergency karaoke songs.
Okay.
So like I can be spontaneous, but like no surprises. Mm-hmm. So Bachelor number 2, you have 5 seconds to pick a karaoke song. Which one are you choosing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I usually go with something by The Cars. Just What I Needed. I usually go with that.
Okay, all right. That's a good karaoke song. I like it.
Great song.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, so they start singing along, and then maybe I don't have to sing as much because everyone else is.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a solid. That's
good.
A solid.
Well done. Well done there.
Wait, and then what about a duet?
Duet, Islands in the Stream.
Okay.
Another good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, of course.
All right, you want to go on about to number 3?
Sure.
Still on the line.
Nice. Bachelor number 3 is Bobby.
Bobby made it.
Bobby.
Bobby's back. Good. Well done, Bobby. Very using your instincts and figuring out and knowing the phone number and getting back into the game.
Yeah, you're
well done.
You're much better at the phone than we are.
That in itself was well done.
Yeah. So what was the last live show that you saw?
Oh, I'm going to shows all the time. I keep a spreadsheet, but I won't even consult it for this question.
Wow, okay.
I love
yeah,
spreadsheet.
Pretty good confidence that I went to a show. I have a lot of friends around town. I go to the nightclub 101. I work and I go to Babies All Right a lot.
Oh, very nice.
Bobby, what was the last show you went to?
The last show was at Babies.
Get that spreadsheet out.
I don't even remember the name. Right,
well,
of the artist,
what do you think?
I go often enough where I mean, I don't know.
What was the last one you remember?
But I was there.
What was the last show you remember? It's the first one that comes to your mind.
Okay. Let's see. Well, last week I am checking this concert.
All right, we'll come back to that one.
Consumable.
It's all right. I'll take you to your
I really
first
like
show.
At Nightclub 101. They played with. Another friend of mine, Grape Wayne. I've been doing a lot of local music.
Very nice.
Nobody ever knows the
names
of the bands
or
whatever.
Local artists.
But,
fantastic. Yeah. We got you. All right, we're going on to Bachelor number 4, Mike.
All righty. Bachelor number 4, Mike. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I'm not sure if you're aware. What is your favorite love song? And I do encourage you to maybe sing it.
Yeah. Oh God!
well, there's just there's so many that are flooding my mind currently.
So many! Wow, you're just being flooded with love songs right now.
I mean, honestly, I love a love song.
Yeah, who doesn't? You know?
Yeah.
Well, what?
You want me to do this? Do I gotta do this? Do I gotta do this?
No, just give me a second. Hold on. All right. Give me a second.
Come on. It's a 1-hour show, Mike.
I would be freaking out if I was put on the spot.
I know.
I want to pick a good one, man. Damn.
It doesn't have to be a good one. Love songs are pretty
stupid.
Yeah, it could
be a bad one.
I know.
I mean, I would sing Endless Love. I would sing because I sing Endless Love to Tico. My love, you're every breath that I take. You're every move I make. So, you know, don't try to find like the frigging real cool, the hip. Just sing a love song.
I know, man. I'm just.
All right.
Damn.
It's all right. We'll come back to you.
I'm sorry.
Like got
I'm
it.
Just,
all right, all right.
Well, my favorite love song is This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies.
Want to sing it?
No, right. I don't think I do. All right. All We're going to get to my musical ability later in the show.
All right, we'll give you a chance to sing a love song later, Mike. Do you want to go back to Bachelor number one, Gaetana?
Sure.
All right.
Or do you guys want to ask questions?
Sure. Let's see. Bachelor number one, Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, I guess very similar to the last question. What is your musical guilty pleasure?
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, if you turn on Ace of Base, I'm going to blast it to 11.
I mean,
nice. Sing every lyric.
I don't know if that's guilty. I think that's just great.
I don't know if I believe in, like, musical guilty pleasures. You like what you like,
I'm
you know?
With you.
I don't feel bad about that.
All right. All right.
Exactly. Bad about everything else, but not that.
Bad question.
Bad question.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh, where is Tico? Is Tico outside or is he in?
He's outside. Tico's sleeping.
Oh, can we open the door and let Tico in? Sorry. Yeah. I didn't really.
Bring
in
the dogs.
Bring in my dog. Oh, my God. Sorry, Tico. He'll come in. Just leave it open. Whew. Sorry about that, Tico. That was Bachelor number one, Kevin, right?
That was correct.
Bachelor number two, Brian. Mona, would you like to ask a question?
Brian, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I didn't hear that.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
What did I want to be when I grew up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wanted to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. That's what I wanted to do.
Have you gotten there
yet? It took me a while to get there.
And
are you there? Do you know now?
How did that work out for you?
Oh, it took me a while. I spent a long time in unfulfilling jobs that were not that enjoyable. Until it was like midway through COVID where I kind of just said, I want to do something different. And then I decided to do something different. So now I'm feeling pretty good, but it
took
a while.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Mona, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A strawberry.
Oh, well, it worked out. You're a beautiful strawberry.
Thank you. What about you?
I wanted to be an astronaut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, my gosh. I was a little weirdo. I wanted to be an adoption attorney.
Oh, nice.
It didn't happen for me, but, you know.
Actually,
I've still got a lot of growing up
to
do.
You're so young. You could still.
You actually one-upped yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you went greater than your childhood goals.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe.
I also wanted to be the singer of Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty awesome.
You could have been.
Yeah, I am kind of low with mine.
So where were we? Who was that? That was Bachelor number...
Three.
That was three, right? So we're back to
Mike. No, that was two.
That was two.
Three,
that was
not
two.
Spoken,
I'm
sorry,
so sorry.
Mona, do we want to go to Bachelor number three, Bobby? Why don't you ask a question, Gaetana?
Sure. Tell us about a time that you got the ick, and do not sugarcoat it.
Now, I just want to say I didn't know what the ick was until very recently through radio.
Yes.
So it's okay to say, do you know what the ick is?
I mean, it just means that you're icked out. You're grossed out.
Yeah, like you get the ick, and it's hard to ever see past that.
Okay.
I mean, are we talking about from a person? Because, I mean, I've been to, I'm living in Brooklyn. I'm going to sometimes play basketball at these public courts, and if I have to use the public restroom, smells every different kind of pee that you've ever dreamt of.
Yeah.
Just in one beautiful smoothie. That gave me it.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's thick. Really, that's pretty icky.
Play basketball.
That is pretty icky.
Yeah. You got to pee, the icky pee bathroom icks.
See, I would think like an ick would be like you see someone not wash their hands there and they like come back to your table
happens.
On a date.
This is New York
like,
City.
Are you leaving?
Right.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. That, I was thinking more ick, like, does it have to be, like, ew, gross, ew, sanitary ick, or just a general ick?
No, sometimes it's just a general, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to move on to Mike, bachelor number four?
He still has. He's been working on this question.
Do you want it? You ready to sing a love song yet there, Mike?
I got it.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
It's God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Oh my gosh.
I love that one.
Come on. Sing the song.
Yeah. Sing it.
Want me to help you? Mona? Right, Mona?
I'll sing it.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead, Mike.
I will always love you. Long as there are stars above you.
You never need to doubt it.
It's not quite my register, but you guys get it.
That really is such a great one.
Good one. Well done.
And then there's
well
the David Bowie cover, which slaps.
Yes.
That is so good. I hope to hear it tonight at the dance party.
I've never heard it. I will play it. Yeah. I will find it.
It's a nice one.
That was beautiful.
Well done, Mike. All right, so we're
going to go back to one.
Let's go back to one, but before we do that, I should probably say...
Yeah, what did they win?
This fantastic date...
Oh, my goodness.
...will take place. Are you everybody ready? First of all, I'm chaperoning, because I don't know you guys.
Yeah.
I'm chaperoning with Ami upstairs.
Empty first.
Ami's, you don't want to mess around. Where you guys will be going, and this is a serious date.
Real.
You'll be going to the Seaport Diner in scenic Elizabeth, New Jersey, nestled between New Jersey's most deadly highway, Route 1 and 9, and the beautiful Newark Bay, and the gateway to the world, Newark International Airport. And you'll be going on, get this, Taco Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Seaport Diner gets 5-star reviews and is a real New Jersey experience. As a matter of fact, most of the time, tractor trailers will be parked outside, 5 backed up. I was actually there at 6 o'clock this morning, as a matter of fact, and I was so impressed. I was like, this is where the date's got to be.
Are you paying?
Can the date be at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It could absolutely be, yeah. I'll pick you all up and all.
Yeah.
So isn't everybody excited about going to the Seaport Diner in Elizabeth?
Yes, Alan is not only chaperoning. He is paying.
Yeah, I'm paying too, as long as it's only a date for two. As long as you don't pick all four.
I'll
pay for both.
Yeah. I did propose. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. We'll talk about it
all
later.
All right, okay, all right.
Okay, so have you been like adding up are you making points? Like, how
are you taking notes? Should you be taking notes right now? Or
do you
taking...
want me to take notes for you?
No, I'm stressed.
All right, she's stressing out.
I think it's just going to be a... I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We're back
I don't want to let them know too much.
No. We're back to Kevin, bachelor number one, correct? I think Mona, I think it's time for Mona to ask a question.
Yeah.
Kevin, what is your signature dish and what are you bringing to the potluck?
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
Worst possible question to ask me.
Oh, why?
Well,
it's a potluck. You can
I would probably buy something and
bring
it because I am a horrible cook.
Unfortunately,
I'm just getting that straight out of the way. Do not expect me to cook or make anything just because I grew up with food phobic parents in Queens. It's tragic. So the only seasoning that I was familiar with until adulthood was salt. That's it. So,
My Kevin,
could use a lot of work, and yes,
would you still bring something to the potluck?
Of course.
What would you bring?
Man, Pepsi and Ring Dings is not the great answer.
I think it's a good answer. That's fine. That's fantastic. I love Ring Dings.
Yeah, at least you didn't say, like, the plates and cups.
Yeah. That would have been a bad
answer. We would have hung up on you.
Oh, all right, Kevin. You saved yourself with the Ring Dings.
The truth is, I would bring weed to the potluck.
That's fantastic, too. All right. And I heard somebody else go, yeah. I bring weed juice.
I do cook. Yeah.
Do you like to cook? Is that like your thing?
You know what? I'm like very simple with my meals. So I will have people over for dinner to like keep my cooking skills good. Like I prefer having people over for dinner to going out.
If you were trying to impress somebody, what would be your go-to meal?
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know anyone was asking me questions.
She's not on trial.
I mean, you're the, you know, you're the prize.
I'm asking questions.
The
but
contestants
are
on
trial. Yeah, I guess
here.
I could answer this one. Well, I don't eat meat, so they would have to be fine. Actually, you know what? I made a really good vegan mushroom risotto.
Oh.
And I think that should be like my signature dish.
There you go.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And the audience roars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, give it up for me. That was a, that was really good.
All right, so Pepsi and Ring Dings, and then that was
Kevin.
That was
so
Kevin.
Move
so
on
Ron,
to Brian.
Moving on to Brian, Bachelor number two. By the way, the My Bloody Valentine dance with Mona and Jesse Duras is taking place. Doors open at 6:30 now.
Like right
as
now,
as a matter of
it's
fact.
Oh my gosh.
Right, yeah, right now Ruth is freaking out, trying to like, why ain't Mona here? But she knows you're here for the dating game.
Yeah.
Jesse's downstairs getting everything together. Ami's watching the door. Big party. We're all dressed up.
Yeah, I hope I could still get in. I heard it's packed.
I'm gonna
it's popping off.
Yeah,
oh.
You should come down to the My Bloody Valentine dance.
Quick. Run, do not walk.
Tonight, and at 7 p.m., we go into Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. But if you're just tuning in, this is WFMU, and we're listening. We are playing the Ask Alan Dating Game. This is live radio. We have four fantastic contestants who applied through email, sent me their bios. Mona agreed to co-host even on the night of her big dance. And we have our incredible bachelorette, Gaetana. Oh, we have our incredible bachelorette. Hold on. Let's just take a little breather before we
We're going to need some backstory on why I chose that name.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
Oh, yeah.
So, when it goes.
Yeah, so Alan,
wait, I think you're still
loves
on the air.
To sing the song to me. Here's his version.
Gaetana, Gaetana.
Yeah. So when I had to panic and come up with a fake name, it had to be this. But it was very confusing. It was confusing because he said, "Well, no, I said my fake name was Rosanna after the song." Yeah.
But I, whenever I walk by her house with my dogs all the time, and I go, Gaetana, Gaetana. Yes.
And he like open the window like the Echo East commercial.
Like what is that? Snow White? Doesn't she open the window to like the songbirds?
All right, let's get back to.
Let's do a refresher.
I downloaded that song, so I wanted to. Yeah, quick
Kevin,
refresher.
45 in Manhattan, all the green flags.
You know
yoga,
what? That's interesting because I have a lot of red flags, but I am a communist, so that's like.
Right.
On brand.
Oh, that reminds me. All right, good.
Brian, Bachelor 2, 40, lives in Bay Ridge, loves Dominican food and puzzles, cats his clay. Mm. Bobby, Bachelor 3, is 36 in Bed-Stuy, the bits.
Right.
Okay. And Mike, Bachelor 4, is 31 in North Jersey, big stink.
Okay.
Right
so
on.
Just so you're remembering.
Yeah.
It's time to go to questions, right? Or no,
right.
You got a thing.
Back to questions, right? And we're on 2, right?
Yep. Bachelor number 2. Gaetana, do you want to?
Sure. Okay. So this one I just came up with seconds before we walked into the studio. So Bachelor number 2, you are in the WFMU library. Which record are you pulling? Like a front to back banger, no skips. What is your like? What is that album for you?
Oh my God.
You okay?
This is Brian, right?
Yes.
Do you guys have any David Bowie records?
Yes, we definitely do.
All right, David Bowie. I will go with Station to Station then.
Nice.
All right, fantastic.
Okay. All killer, no filler.
Yeah, all killer, no filler. That's what I was looking for. I just said banger from front to back. Uh-huh.
Same.
No skips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bachelor number 3, do you want to pick a question for Bachelor number 3?
Why don't we go with that same question? That's a good one. Right?
Okay. That is a good one.
So, best, are we just saying which album I would play or which album I would steal?
No, you can't steal any albums from the WFMU library.
Well,
you
just got your answer.
You're
going
to
you're gonna be tackled
anything,
at the door.
If I was there.
Okay. What's it going to be?
All right, I'll tell you.
No pressure.
This might be a throwback, but I'm sure WFMU played a lot of these guys. They're called Ambulance Limited from like 2000, maybe.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're like a New York band. They all went off to do different things, and like a bunch of them playing Brandon Flowers' band, which is not really my sort of, like the Killers guy, is not really my sort of cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But the music they made together was exceptional. They have one album. It's amazing.
Okay.
That's all.
Love it.
Good answer. Good answer. Fantastic.
Great. Should we just go with Bachelor 4 too for the same answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just
Bachelor 4, Mike, same answer. Same question.
Yeah. Same question?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick my boy John Koz. I bet you guys have something by him.
Yeah, Koz might have a CD in the library. I think he might. Yeah, John Koz, a North Jersey sort of folk punk hero, skate folk punk hero, writes a lot of great songs. So good answer. I think he's got
a CD in
there.
I love that. Plugging your friends.
And let me just say, I just want to say officially that if anybody was here who's not a DJ, you wouldn't be anywhere near the records in the WFMU library, just in case station manager Ken is listening.
Yeah.
I'm planning a heist. Planning a heist as we speak.
That's what this whole show is, a ruse to get information about the library.
Yeah. Right. All right, I have a question. Do we want to go back to Bachelor number one?
Sure.
Kevin, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Kevin, Bachelor number one. Wow, I had a little...
It happens. That's live radio, baby.
Yeah. If you could fight one billionaire...
Oh, God.
Oh, fine.
Who would it be and Donald, why?
Hands down. Who? Donald Trump, because the world would be better without him.
Yep. Okay, all right. He'd fight Trump. Let's give that question to everybody. Brian, Bachelor number two.
He's not a billionaire.
He is now. He just stoked.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe off the book.
Yeah, that's true. Brian, Bachelor number two.
I have to only pick one.
Yeah, one billionaire. Who would you fight and why?
Probably Musk, because he's such a dork.
I have to remind everybody, don't curse. I should have done that at the beginning of the, this would be a person, this would be the question where people, no, you didn't, but I kind of, yeah. So, yep. All right, Musk, because he's a dork.
The longest I've ever gone without cursing.
Okay.
It's rough.
Bachelor number three, Bobby, which billionaire would you punch in the face and why?
All right. So I can't say Musk, and Trump is not a billionaire. I guess I would say, a lot of them are up to no good. I mean, Jeff Bezos needs a punch in the
Let's beat up Bezos.
Let's beat him up.
I'm not saying I'm going to be the one to do it.
I could be the one to do it.
Gaetano's
listen,
do
I'll
it.
Fight for the both of us.
I right. love it.
I appreciate that, Gaetano.
Thank you, Gaetano. Yeah.
I got you. Don't worry.
Mike, which billionaire would you punch in the face and why?
I would like to eviscerate Peter Thiel.
Yeah, Peter Thiel. That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is okay. A fun
now
game.
Now it's carve all those AI goons.
Yep.
I want to see them eliminated.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, everybody had great answers there. Let's get an audience applause for
this question.
The,
was actually submitted by my younger sister.
Get out.
Yeah.
Thank you, younger sister. What's her name?
Name is Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia.
And
for
I think
that
she might be listening
question.
Right now.
I love it. Olivia crushed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do we want to go back to Kevin, Bachelor number one?
Sure.
What communities are you a part of?
I'm not a musician in the Brooklyn DIY scene, but I am a keen observer of it. I'm a big fan, possibly a patron, you might say. I don't know what you would call it, but like theaters, movie theaters like Metrograd, Film Forum, IFC, places like that, I'm just constantly there.
Okay.
So,
fantastic.
I mean, it's not really like indie, it's not really art house, but the film community.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love
I,
it.
I actually admittedly cannot sit through a movie.
Really?
I'm not.
Do you get bored?
Maybe.
Or like fidgety, or do you like, have like a condition?
The second, I think I do have a condition. The second a movie comes on, I'm like, oh my God, I have to get up. I have to make popcorn. I have to use the bathroom. Like it's.
You have movie ADD?
I just have a to-do list. Huh. That doesn't occur to me until I press play.
But you could do a book and you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And who, see, I keep forgetting where we are.
That this was Kevin. Now we go on to Brian.
Brian, bachelor number two. Moni, would you like to ask a question?
I would love to. How far are you willing to travel to help Gaetana pick up a weird antique furniture thing off of Facebook Marketplace? How far?
How far are you willing to go?
How far?
How? Huh?
Let's say like Bayonne, maybe.
Oh my goodness!
Good Italian food.
I mean, that's two tolls for me, so it's not too bad.
Oh, but I was thinking like 6 hours.
Wow.
You know.
That's a real. That's.
No, I was talking about Bayonne in Vermont.
Okay, perfect. That's more like it. That's more like it. Nice recovery.
I didn't know there was a Bayonne, Vermont.
Italy.
Who knew? Yeah.
Bayonne, Italy.
Great little town.
Bayonne, Vermont. Who knew?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Brian.
Time of year. Come on.
Bobby Bachelor 3, do you have a question, Alan?
Well, I kind of like that last one, Bobby. How far would you travel with Gaetana to find that antique or special something that she saw on Facebook Marketplace?
Hey, if you're my girl, we're going as far as you need. I got a car.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, Alan needs a break. I recently had him carry a bookshelf up my steps. So this is
like
really, I threw this in for Alan.
I was walking by and, you know.
And I flagged him down.
Walking by.
Alan, you're sweet,
your house
too.
Screaming huh? Your name.
You're so sweet.
We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know my neighbors.
Oh, really?
Well, I know a few of them. Actually, they are pretty nice.
Okay, that's good.
Mike, Bachelor number 4.
I actually have a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Gaetana.
So, I said we were going to get to my musical ability at some point this show.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I play bass, but not very well. I mean, I've got a lot going on. I don't have a ton of time to practice. So, Bachelor number 4, if you come to my show and, like, I'm not that good, are you protecting my feelings or giving honest feedback? Are you gonna tell me I stink? I'd be kind of upset, not gonna lie.
I mean, no, no. I don't have that in me to like say that, you know, but I think along the way I would maybe like, you know, pitch in, hey, you wanna play bass or whatever, you know, not, you know, straight up be like, you need to practice, but
that's kind of what I need, though.
I mean, as long
as
you're having fun, I mean, who cares, you know?
That's how I feel.
That's true. Right. I mean,
but if someone booed me, I would cry, I think.
Just get you like a six pack of lessons for your birthday.
For sure.
Oh, Mona just had a good one. Mona, what was that?
Just buy lessons for her birthday.
Like, is that a gentle way of saying you suck, though? Would you be offended by
that? Because
I do take lessons. I think it's the practicing that I'm not doing a ton of.
Lock you in the...
And maybe I'm just surrounded by people who are protecting my feelings and not giving me honest feedback.
I'm sure you're amazing.
I mean, I think I'm pretty okay.
Okay.
I think I will be good one day if someone forces me to practice.
Okay. I think all my favorite bands, nobody really knew how to play instruments when they started.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Well, I'm glad we covered that.
I mean, I had to get it off my chest. I had to admit on live radio that...
It sounds like he's going to sort of just give you positive feedback and make sure you keep practicing.
Okay.
That's a good...
I like that.
That's a good route.
Yeah, but I mean, if she's having fun and, you know, she feels fulfilled, I mean, you know...
Would you jam with her, even if she's playing horrible bass?
That's a good question.
Would you jam?
Yeah. What, like hop up on stage, you mean?
No, I mean, like if you're hanging out in the living room and she's plucking her bass, are you going to pick up your guitar and strum along?
100%, yeah.
All right, fantastic.
All right, just don't rely on me for rhythm.
How about that? Why don't we ask that question to all three bachelors?
Yeah.
Bachelor number one, if Gaetana's playing bass and it's just like, you know, you having a musical ear, if it's just like clearly bad, what do you do?
I would be very nice to her. And be supportive that she should just keep playing and playing and playing.
What if she just keeps playing and playing in your house and it just keeps sounding bad and bad and bad?
Well, then we would break up.
Sick. Can't wait. Can we do it live on radio, though?
Absolutely. This is WFMU. Brian, Bachelor number 2, like Gaetana's playing bass in the living room. It's a little bit loud through the amplifier, and she's clearly out of tune and not hitting the notes she's supposed to, and it's going on for weeks. How do you handle it?
Oh, I love it. I mean, like, everyone plays guitar. It's so hard to find a bass player. So I would work with what I have. And I would just add some gentle encouragement. And I would compliment other things that she's doing. Like, she's got a nice shirt or socks or something.
Nice.
And I would just be positive and say, no one plays bass. The fact that you are holding a bass right now, you have a leg up on a lot of people.
Wow.
Good to know.
Wow. Hmm. How about you, Mona? If somebody's just playing in your living room for weeks on end and it just doesn't get any better, how are you going to handle it?
Well, they probably wouldn't notice that I left like weeks prior.
Oh, okay.
So you're just out. You're just out.
Secret.
Did we cover everybody with that question?
Bobby.
No, I'm ready.
Question,
I'm in the bed.
You got to speak up. Find your voice, babe.
Hold on. Bobby, go for it.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth, but we're working on it together. I'm like not going to just let you play bass and just blare around and like not get any better like some sort of toddler. Like, I'm going to treat you like a person and we're going to work together and I'm going to teach you how to do it. And I know how to teach this thing. It's easy.
Okay. But you know,
and also bad bass players are very in right now.
They are.
Some of my favorite bands have bad bass players. Well, let the girl play bad bass.
Yeah. And like,
that could be your nickname.
Yeah.
I did also tell you that, like, I'll fight, you know?
Yeah.
So you better protect my feelings.
Yeah.
I would tell her to play that.
It's fists.
What's that instrument that goes?
Accordion?
No.
Oh, the
theremin. Yeah. I'd say just pick up a theremin.
Yeah.
We're all just shouting.
Those are very vibey.
That's all right. It's the dating game.
Yeah, but we'd work on it. I'd tell you what's after the show. I know how to hold my tongue until the time's right, I think.
Oh, you better. Okay. All right,
Bobby. I mean, I don't know. I guess I've stuck my foot in my mouth before, but not this time, Keitana.
Okay. All right.
Let's not forget, this date's going to take place at the world-famous Seaport Diner in scenic Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Are they sponsoring this?
No.
Do they know?
I'm paying for it. They have no idea.
Shamelessly plugging?
Alan just had a magical moment this morning.
I loved it there.
Now we're going to have
to make like,
reservations.
This is where the date is.
So how does it work at the end? Like, how do you just pick and then...
Yeah. Like, so maybe at like...
can you tell me how this works?
7:51, two.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
You have the last 5 minutes to make the decision.
We got 5 minutes.
We've
got a couple more questions. Are we back to Bachelor
Number 1?
Will
you die alone or will you die with one of these bachelors?
Oh my gosh. What does the comment say? Are there comments?
I haven't seen them. You know,
I mean, the people I've asked to listen are probably weighing in.
Audience voting.
And I can't even see it. Yeah, we should have taken it to an audience vote.
Yeah, it's not too late.
It's not too late.
The chat boards are open at
WFMU.org. Oh my gosh, I love the diffusion of responsibility.
Bachelor Number 1, Kevin, Mr. Manhattan, Ringdings, and Pepsi. Are Ringdings a thing?
I have no idea.
Dinkin' Donuts. Brian, the Bachelor Number 2. The one from the bits. Yes. The one from the bits that will be really nice to you and tell you that you're so pretty, even if your bass playing sucks.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby. I do normally have a gutter shirt on. Good shirt, good socks. Kind of my thing.
Yeah, good shirt. Bobby, Bachelor 3, will tell you you stink, but privately, so not in front of your friends. But also, he loves Malcolm in the Middle, in case you were forgetting. Mike, Bachelor 4, is the one in Big Stink that sang you the Beach Boys.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
So should we do one more question for each bachelor and then make your decision?
I think we got time. We got 51, a little bit of time. Yeah, 51? A couple more questions maybe.
We should have them ask each other questions. They should fight over me.
I don't know where this is coming from. Okay, I like this.
Wow, something
Bachelor
about
number
the
one,
gets me.
Bachelor number one, Kevin. Yeah. Ask Bachelor number 4, Mike, a question.
This is full chaos mode.
You want me to ask Mike a question?
Yes.
It's going off the rails.
Okay. Mike, are you paying for the first date or are we going Dutch?
Oh, I'm paying, baby.
All right, that's fine. Okay. Bachelor number 2, Oh, no, wait. Now Mike, bachelor number four, asked Kevin, bachelor number one, a question.
Oh.
Get him.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
Oh.
I'm actually seeing it tomorrow night at Metrograph. Possession. Possession. It's from 1981. It's from a Polish director. It's all in English, though. It was shot in West Germany in 1981. It's a divorce movie.
It's freaking
a divorce movie?
He's the most intense performances sick. I've ever seen in my life.
I love divorce.
Okay.
It's not like divorce.
You would love Possession.
Okay.
That's incredible.
You know, is it scary? I don't like scary movies.
It can be quite scary, yes.
Okay. I think I might skip. I'm sorry. I'm busy tomorrow night.
Brian, bachelor number two, ask Bobby, bachelor number three, a question.
Okay, Bobby, how many times have you farted during this hour?
Farted?
During this?
Is that
I don't know. I'm a little bit stuffed up, so zero.
Okay. Bobby?
Yeah,
I'm a gentleman. Because
somebody brought ringdings and Pepsi to the party.
Kevin. Bobby, ask Brian a question. exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's all been thrown out there, but I'm gonna say, Brian, how do you creatively express yourself?
That's a good question.
That should have been in ours.
Thanks. That is my go-to question.
You had weeks to come up with questions.
It's a really good question. No,
did this on the spot.
All right. And answer, please.
How do I creatively express myself?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. I have a writing group I go to where someone throws out a prompt, we all write something, and then we share things and we get feedback to each other. So I get to do that once a week, and it's awesome. So that's
gone.
Currently, that's what I do.
Do you have your last piece of writing with you?
I do.
Can we?
Oh my God!
Would you please read a little bit of it?
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No curses, please.
I would cry.
Right. Yeah. It is just the F word 30 times in a row. So.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Kind of no.
Good like save.
You don't want to read it.
No, I.
Just,
sure.
Don't leave the F words out.
Okay. So I wrote it as a letter.
You could say blank hands. Every time there's an F word. You could say blank.
Okay. I was actually kidding, and there are no curses in there.
Oh, good.
Okay. okay. Dear great Aunt Lucia, I have decided to get rid of all of my possessions except for the four big mouth Billy Bass fish you got me for my 18th birthday. I had asked you for some money so I could buy a couple of textbooks, but you refused, saying, "Sorry, Charlie, you aren't enrolled in college." I don't understand why matriculating drinkers have a monopoly on $600 anatomy textbooks, and I still don't. They have other uses than for studying. You can sit on them. You can balance them on your head. You can ball up the pages and throw them at people. In the end, you gave me none of these options. Take me to the river. Drop me in the water.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
I will absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give all the other bachelors the opportunity to share something of their creative process quickly,
cool.
If you would like to.
Yeah,
Kevin, is there anything about your creative process that you want to share, whether how you do things or an actual thing?
But you can't. I kind of express myself via fashion. I will say that one thing I'm really disappointed in, at least in my experience, the it's difficult to find stuff, fashionable stuff for guys at thrift shops. And thrift shops for guys is mostly jeans and flannels, and that's not me. Go ahead.
Alan just stood up because he is dressed stellar tonight, and he got it all from a thrift shop.
Oh, you know what? I shouldn't be shouting out. I'm already shouting out one business, and I don't know if I'm breaking rules by doing that. So I don't know if I could do that. Can you do that?
No, gatekeep it. Don't tell them.
Or you can text me.
If you're actually getting money from the business,
then you
can.
Okay, Udelco in Hawthorne. They have boxes and boxes and boxes full of anything you've possibly. So I'm all Valentine's up with a Crimson Suit polyester.
Amazing.
It's dope.
It. Yeah. So I will check it out. For sure.
So fashion is your game.
Kevin. Okay. With writer Brian. Bobby, Bachelor 3, what's your secret talent / creative talent?
What was that question again?
What is it? What were we sharing?
Your creative process, either what is your creative process or something specifically that you want to share of your creative process?
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time working on my own music and other people's. I think it's really just important to, part of that creative process is witnessing other people's music, going to music, you know, going to every show that you think you can get something out of. You know, during COVID, it was so hard to stay inspired and like make stuff because nothing, you know, I wasn't seeing any music. And then just being a part of the community and witnessing great New York City music, okay. Poetry in motion, if you will.
Immersing yourself in all kinds of music and scenes of music.
Yeah, and okay. Other art, too.
And other art.
Every bit of culture you can get.
I like it. We're going to give Mike a chance to answer this question. Do you want to share some lyrics or your creative process or anything like that?
As far as lyrics go, I find that to be the most taxing part of the process. I like to like work with like the melody first or whatever. So I will sit there and it's almost like reverse engineering, like gibberish words, you know, I'll record myself, like, you know, saying nonsense. And then I listen back and try to like make sense of it. And it's kind of like a fun word game. It's not really like super spectacular or special. I'm sure there's thousands of people that do that, but
that's pretty cool.
Fantastic, yeah. Mike. So Billy Jam is in studio. We are quickly running out of time.
Oh my God, we're gonna kick
I'm very excited to be transitioning out into Billy Jam.
How are you going to make this decision, Gaetana?
Gaetana, were you pretty much there? Guys, thanks. First of all, thanks to our four bachelors, Kevin, Brian, Bobby, and Mike. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Job.
Wonderful.
Gaetana, thanks for making this happen.
Putting it together.
Really appreciate you guys being a part of this. And Gaetana, you have a decision to make. Who is it going to be?
I'm stressed.
Stressed. So I had said that I'm not good at making decisions.
Are you going to take them all on a group date?
Well, I was going to like...
That's weird.
Just form a polycule, which Alan just learned what that was today.
A polycule.
Because of this show.
Tell me.
Let's do it.
But, yeah? What? Which bachelor was that? You down?
It's like a polygon.
Yes.
So who's it going to be?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, or 4. You got Kevin, Brian, Bobby, or Mike. Who's it going to be? We're going.
Should we do a drum roll?
Seaport Diner. Here we come. It's a hard one.
Are you leaning towards anybody?
I think so. Do I like?
Just do it. Rip off the Band-Aid.
Just do
pick
it,
a
rip
name.
Off the Band-Aid.
Yeah. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
4.
Ah! 4?
Yeah.
You're going with Mike. Mike.
Like
you're going,
all right.
Mike from Big Stink.
So nice.
And we might do a, who knows, maybe we'll all go out one night. Hey, guys.
Let's all go out. I love it.
Let's go out.
I really appreciate all of you being a part of this. That was just the first dating game. Hopefully, it'll be many, many, many more. Thanks, everybody who tuned in. This has been the Ask Alan Dating Game with co-host Mona, who's heading down to My Bloody Valentine. We'll be down there, too, and I hope you will be, too. There goes my CD.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Mike,
thanks,
Mike, you're the winner. I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
You guys, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, how are you starting? On the computer? Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. I didn't know you were here. Nobody told me.
Yeah, I didn't know you were here.
Can I?
Yeah. Do what you gotta do, man.
Where's the mic on?
Yeah.
You what?
You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, coming up in a minute.
mind to shut you off?
We got 30 seconds. You are starting on where?
Just get the sound. I'll start. Where's the volume?
Buddy, I'm not everybody's bag, but you ain't gotta like my steez or these dirty cutty raps. I ain't one of these new breeds busting for funny cash. Used to smash one of you caps bunnies back in the past, but she dumped me in the trash cause I was sprung and attached. So I stopped making songs for the honeys cause they whack, yo. Half my audience is junkies, the other half is wannabe big timers, dying slow and living fast. Yeah, you didn't ask for my autograph, but you can still kiss my ass. I hit the flask, now I won't sing my old singles either, so no special requests. Or hold your breath, I'll be on the mic until the doors close and there's no one left. I'd be lying if I said I had no regrets, cause I know how cold it gets.
Now I know it sounds sappy, but you can't make them all happy. No, you can't be everybody's friend in the end.
Yeah, player, you can't make them all happy. I see you cupcaking, trying to break her off, daddy. But she's the cold tramp, and she'll break your heart gladly while you overcharge your credit card and pay the bar tab fee. Yeah, no matter how many drinks you buy your champ, you got her remake, and she looks like Mariah, damn. But she still complain you don't do enough, that's tough. You should shake her loose off your cuff. I used to be a nice guy, and I tried to charm everyone, but all I made was enemies. Cash 21 plus 1. All I had in my youth was conflict until I got older, and I stopped caring about ish. It ain't wisdom, it just is what it is, son. Wish it was different in show business, but it's bump. This shit at the end, I'm still Unlucky Junior, the crooner, but if only I knew sooner.
Now I know it may sound dumb, but you can't please everyone. No, you can't be everybody's pal, or you'd burn out.
You'd
now
burn
I know
out.
It sounds sappy, but you can't make them all happy. No, you can't be everybody's friend in the end.
But nothing but brothers broke his wing. I like that.
Turn up the bass. Turn up the heat. It's WFMU Radio. Shout out going out to Mona, who's going to be downstairs momentarily DJing. More about that later. Shout out to Ask Alan. Shout out to everybody tuned in. And a shout out going out to you right now. Breathe the Beatnik. Hyper dose. Beats, please. Beats. So anyway, back to the situation and why I'm here. I'm not on vacation. So anyway, the topic of the day is, what is it? That thing. Oh, yes. You, dear listener, commenting, what is your secret for staying in the moment, quote unquote, and finding inner peace in today, not worrying about yesterday, not freaking out over tomorrow? What is your life hack at tackling the seemingly simple yet oft elusive act of being in the now? I.e. fully engaging with the present, free from distraction, past regards, our future worries. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. Go to the comments and hook a brother up with a comment with your life hack for living in the now. So anyway, today is the 13th, Friday the 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And it's Black History Month. So what am I going to do? What you going to do? I'm going to celebrate those things, or two of those things, every damn day. I don't need no week, no day, no month, no holiday to celebrate things. Next month is Women's History Month. So today I'm going to do Female MC Special 2026 Part 2. and more on the other ish later that we won't be celebrating. So let's continue, shall we? This is Ruby Ibarra, us, featuring Ruggy Rivera, Classy, and Faith Santilla. And it's right here on that radio station that you really love on a hot day, on a cold day, on a day. FMU. I thought you knew. We do. We do.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsak. Yo, the story arc, if it don't involve no matriarchs. Some mothers work from the ground up, they craft an air like ATR. With the butterfly sleeves, taka Philippine dana. Pag nagsalita, mga banat ay bala. Wag magtaka kung ako ay makatabulok na sistema. Kurakot sa pera, bagsak. But we putting our heart into darkness. They putting these pigs in the office. Oh, you thinking you're schooling, but you hella lost. Cause you best see the boss while I top this. But look at my ate, she moving so cold. Can't hold a candle to her when she glow. Flick at the wrist with that ilaw she hold. Panago sa ilaw, she dripping in gold. We pulling up in a jeepney. All of my soldiers greet me. Hand me bandanas and pull back my hammer. It's warfare when you see me. Skin you alive for my country. I live and die for my country. I kill a pig in a white hooded suit on the low for my country. They got evil plans in the devil's hands, but I don't pray cause I organize. They got new ways to impose strength, but I teach mine how to mobilize. We don't fight for the money, for the greedy, for the white man. All we want is our freedom and the right to live on our motherland. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsak. Goddess of guerrilla warfare in every lifetime. We don't take no shit except an oppressor's lifeline. If you step out of your line, I will protect what's mine. Kahit merong rosaryo, sino magliligtas sa'yo? Puro dugo, pugot ulo, mulat sa dagat, tagamutok. Reclaim it with stars, the high and the low. These women are gods, you already know. Roots deeper than water, they're in a village. The river runs red, you'll be dead in a minute. Like Nevis Fernandez, have you beheaded? Move up my tribe, quickly regret it. Abani ko sa kamay, alisang mikropono sabay. At ang tapang ko, kaya nanginay. At halimaw nang sumasabay. Mga baranyo, lahat sablay. Mga rappers na puro bangkay. Tinamaan ko lahat patay. Kaya walang mag-iingay. I got that Filipino phenotype. Kayo maging mestizo white. But give me that moreno like. That Rufio Aquino type. My lolas, they be speaking like. Those Bali songs and bolo knife. I breathe the ether, need no hype. Two tongues are sharper with the mic. I need no in my history like. From a land where greed is weaving tight. They thieve until one piece of might. Just turn to see no light. Hacienda like Aquino, right? Rodrigo vigilante type. They kill my titos left and right. When smoke and mirrors fill the night.
So let it be known, if you don't already, Pinays have always been part and parcel, if not imperative and critical to the struggle. Filipinas are no strangers to wielding our own power. Of all the privileges that exist in this world, none of which you may be a benefactor of, there is at least one you bear, and that is the privilege of having been born a Filipina. Your DNA contains building blocks made from the mud of over 500 years of resistance and survival. And when you are ready, sis, we'll be right here, right here, right here.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat.